In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, O God, Amen. The Gospel today is from the book of St. Luke, chapter 15. It talks about the prodigal son. One of the most eminent passages of the whole entire Gospel. What shows the love of God the Father to the sinners, to the extent that He will not punish His Son when He comes back to Him, but He will show Him all mercy and all love and all giving. The prodigal son will be a story for acceptance of the sinners, all generations. Any sinner who read it, he will find the passion and the compassion of the Father who accepted His sons. I'm not going to talk about the prodigal son, but I'll talk about comparison between the life in the church and the life outside of the church, or the life inside the Father's house, as we had taken from the parable of the prodigal son, and the life of the people who are outside of the church. In the prodigal son life, you will find he had experienced two lives, one outside and one he came back to his father. The one which is outside of the house of the father resembles the life of sin and the results of the life of sin. First thing, when we are out, we are separated. When we are out, we are isolated. When we are out, we are not in the company of the one body of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we get into the Father's house, we enjoy the company of the saints. We enjoy the company of the sons of God. We enjoy the company of the angels. As you see, if you see the calendar of the church, you'll find every week there is either a saint or a commemoration or a remembrance, something it will relate to you to heaven. The church wants to fix your eyes always in heaven. Outside of the house, there is loss of discernment. You don't know what to do. Loss of discernment means their decisions are wrong. He asks his father to take his portion while his father is still alive, which is very rude. Who can ask his father for his inheritance while his father is still alive? That's so rude. And this is it's loss of discernment. There is no wisdom, there is no prudence. But the good thing about the parable, one word the Bible said, he said, he came to himself. He came to himself. He came to his wisdom back. He came to think about his situation. Actually, this is the first turning point in repentance. He came to himself. Very important to self-examine yourself every once in a while. See where are you going? What are you doing? Are you is your action is applied to the sons of God or not? The importance of sitting by yourself few minutes every day to see where is your life. This is what I'm calling here. He came to himself. When you are sitting by yourself, you will evaluate your life. When you have a prayer before you sit down and to ask the Lord to show you your mistakes and how you're doing, the Holy Spirit will tell you. The Holy Spirit will talk to you. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you how your life is going. The life outside of the house of the Father, the Bible talks today about one word. He said, in want. He was in want. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He's not filled to the extent that he cannot even fill his stomach from the swine's food. This is the case outside of the house. This is the case of the people who leave their father's house. But as you had heard today, when he came back, there is a fatted calf in every house at that time. Fatted calf is just done for festivals, for if they have wedding, if they have something, big celebration. And it's usually done for these kind of occasions. When his son came back, he had slaughtered the fatted calf, the most expensive thing in his giving. He gave him the best he had. And this will tell you that the father, the love of the father, will not change when we are doing something wrong. That means God is not angry about us, but angry about the sin. When we come back, as if we are coming from the baptistry. You know the child, when you bring him from baptistry, how clean, how pure, how innocent, how righteous. This is exactly the tears of the repentance. The tears of the repentance is the our father said, it is a second baptism. Second baptism. Every time we come back to the Lord, as if we are just getting out of the baptistry, as I said. So God had given him the fatted calf. He felt that he needs to be fed back. Number four, he came back naked. Outside, there is no righteousness. Outside of the house of the Father, we are barren. We are bare from the virtue. We are not clothed with Christ. When we come back to Christ, we are clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. When we see the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the one who clothed us with His righteousness. And outside of the house, we are devoid of every single virtue. But when we come back, the forgiveness, as if it is a rope coming to our life, and we close ourselves with it. When the Father sees His sons, He sees them through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was barefoot. He was barefoot. Barefoot means he was a slave. The sandals was only for the ones who are free. That means sons. But the slaves are not allowed at that time to bear anything in their foot. So it was a sign of slavery. And the slavery here is a sign of slavery for the sin. When we are out of the house of the Lord, we are slaves for the sin. When we come back, God will give us the sonship back. He is telling you, you are my son again. Even if you had sinned, but when you come back, your position in my heart will never change. Your position in my heart will never alter. My love to you, no one can alter. Because my love to you is unconditional. Unconditional. Outside of the house, there are friends, but they are using him. We saw that when he had money, all friends are around him. When his money was over, he was not able to have their friends back. They left him. They used him. There is no honesty in these people. They are wicked people. Why? why they had to stay with him. Honesty and faithfulness is only in the Father's house. And when they left him, he was in need, as I said. But inside the house, inside the Father's house, there was given a ring. And this ring is a covenant between the Father and the Son. Covenant means you are my son and you are, and I will be your father. And everything I possess, everything I have, it's you. Everything I have, it's yours. All of my possessions is yours because you are my only son. Saint Augustine said, I feel the love of God the Father. And I know that if I am by myself in the world, God will come here on earth to be incarnated and to save me, myself. Saint Paul had the same feeling. He said, الذي أحبني, the one who loved me, and أسلم نفسه لأجلي, he gave up his soul for me. The word for me, that means salvation is for me. Sometimes we are just worship God in the multitudes, and we feel that God is for the multitudes. Yes, He is for the multitudes, but He is also for the person, for the personal life, for the personal relationship. This is the good thing about the life of Christ. He had a personal relationship with every single, a covenant. Covenant means mu'ahada, life between myself and you, and this will never be broken. Exactly like the covenant between husband and wife, cannot be broken. As sin can break the covenant between the father and ourselves, also adultery can break the covenant between husband and wife. And covenant means He is ours and we are His. So every action you do, ask yourself, is this action is going to be right or wrong? He will agree, Jesus Christ will agree for what I'm doing or not. If you see also the condition of the prodigal son outside, sadness, very psychologically bad situation, but when he comes back, the Bible said something very interesting. He said, they started to marry. They started to have joy. That means they were also upset because their son is outside. يَكُنْ فَرَحْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, there will be joy in heaven when one sinner comes back. That means they are anticipating the returning of the sinner. They were waiting for the one to come back to the Lord. They're eager for the sons of God to come back. So the upsetness is always following sin, and Mary and joy is always accompany the returning back to the Lord. The experience of the world, who they left him in need, it will be compared to the experience of the love of the Father, who was waiting for him outside. Can you imagine that the Father, in his age, in his time, waiting outside for his son? He doesn't know when, but he had a feeling that he will never leave his father's house. And when he saw him, he was the old man. He ran. The one who should run is the son, because he is the young one. But we saw that the father ran and fell on the neck of his son. And he never let him say the word let me be your slave. But he said, I had done sin against you and Father in heaven. He didn't allow him to say, let me be a slave. But he hugged him and he started to pour out all of his love, all of his compassion to this son. He needs it. He needs it. I don't know whether he rebuked him later or not. I don't know whether he sat with him after when he came inside the house and he started to talk back about the life of sin. But I'm sure that in that moment he was in need to show him the greatest love. And this is what he did. So if I wanna put repentance in few points, I would say number one, returning to himself. He came to himself and meditate about his life, what I'm doing. Number two, the decision to come back to the Lord. I'm coming. I'm not staying in this life. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to work in you. When you sit down by yourself, ask the Holy Spirit to work in you. So the Holy Spirit will turn your life, because God is having the will. God will give you the will to leave your bad life, your old life, and you come back to Him. Repentance is a turning point, a new style of life. You can't stay the same exact life. You have to leave the environment. Lot, when he was lingered, when he was with more time, the two angels pulled him from the city. They take him by force, because if he stays more in the city, he could be perished, he could be destroyed. And this is the life of repentance. We have to change our life, our environment. It's a complete change of new life. Channel the repentance over the channel of all blessings. I made this comparison to see in the house what was it, and outside of the house what will be if I leave my father's house. It's channel of blessing. Fat calf, covenant, rope of righteousness, ring of covenant, sandal of sonship. These are the blessings when we come back to Him. And we never enjoy all of this unless we repent and we come back to the Father's house. Also, it is the door of heaven. The door of heaven. Without repentance, we'll never make our God agreeing on our life. And glory be to God forever and ever.